You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Suspended JDS leader Prajwal Revanna was arrested from the Bengaluru airport shortly after his arrival from Germany on Friday. Revanna, a member of the Lok Sabha, is accused of sexually assaulting multiple women. The members of the Special Investigation Team, SIT, probing the sexual assault case camped out at the airport the entire night, waiting for Revanna. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath on Thursday claimed the Congress wants to implement the Taliban system and Sharia law across India. Addressing a rally in Himachal Pradesh, he said the soul of Aurangzeb has possessed the party. Congress manifesto is the document of the Muslim League. They want to impose Sharia law in the country and implement the Taliban system. If this happens, girls won't be able to go to school and women will be forced to stay indoors wearing burqas, he said. Former US President Donald Trump has been found guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records to cover up his sexual affair with former porn star Stormy Daniels ahead of his ascent to the White House in 2016. The 34 counts in the New York Hoshmani case stemmed from 11 invoices, 12 vouchers, and 11 checks. Virat Kohli is all set to join the Indian camp in the lead-up to the T20 World Cup as the former India skipper was spotted at an airport on Thursday. The former India skipper left for the United States after a blockbuster season in the Indian Premier League, IPL. Kohli finished the IPL 2024 season as the highest-run getter with 741 runs in 15 matches. Manoj Bajpayee is known for speaking his mind. The actor, who recently completed his 100th film in the Indian film industry with Bhaiya Ji, has portrayed a variety of characters. In a recent interview with Sushant Sinha for his YouTube channel, Manoj remembered the depressing and frustrating time when Satya got delayed after Gulshan Kumar's murder.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.